This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 150. I mean the big 150. Can y'all believe it? We're going to do just a little bit of finger snap, you know, hand clap. Our topic of discussion today is one of those real topics. And it's what do you do when you're not feeling it? That's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get started, I do want to ask you, how are you doing today? Are you feeling it or nah? Is someone pissing you off? Or you're having just a fantabulous day. If you're not doing so well, if you're having a no good, very bad day today, do your best to be intentional. Because that's the only way we can get most of what we desire out of this life. You got to put a smile on that pretty face of yours, mama, and make this day work for you. Now, let's talk about this real topic, because I think it's something we're all going to face at some point. To be honest with you, the reason I wanted to bring this topic up is because I am there right now. What to do when you don't feel like doing it? I have been in this space, it seems, for the last few episodes, actually. It's not that my life is turned upside down or anything like that. I am blessed and highly favored. I am happy to be in the number once again. And all this stuff, it's just an energy. It just, you know, blah is basically how I can put it for you. But the reason I'm expressing myself in this manner, because I always, always want to reiterate that this is what Girl to Woman is all about. Meeting each other where we are, being honest, being transparent. And knowing that it happens to the best of us, good, bad, and ugly. And so this is one of my, not so cutesy, energetic and you know, high off life moments. It's just one of them. It is what it is. But I do want to talk about it, because I do believe that I'm not the only person who hits these little bumps in the road. Putting it off because you're not feeling it, in my opinion, is a natural human behavior or reaction, but it's also a slightly burdensome feeling. It comes with some pretty emotional or backlash of emotions when you do this kind of thing. I mean, have you ever left a project in the corner or on the back burner that you knew you needed to get done already? Have you ever put off that conversation with a friend or maybe even a coworker that you knew you needed to go ahead and deal with already, but you just keep putting it off and keep putting it off for whatever reason? And we're not even going to talk about how we're in third quarter living and you were expecting to be fine, fit, and fabulous by this summer, but you've only worked out twice in the last 90 days. But hey, we not even gonna get on that, because you weren't feeling it, right? So I think somewhere along all of our journeys, we felt this thing of just wasn't feeling it. You know, I just, that's all you got. That's the only answer you got. It's not funny. It's just real. But my question to you is, how do you get out of that funk? How do you get out of this all in my feelings type of situation and get her done? Not wanting to do something when you know good and hell well you need to already make it happen. But yet we will take the time to babysit the stress, babysit the anxiety, babysit some of the guilt and frustration that comes with not showing up when we know we already need to, when we know we already have to. How you deal with it? What do you do? How do you combat it? Because what we do know is it's nothing physically stopping you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like someone's holding you down on the bed saying, no, don't get out the bed. No. It is not like someone is saying, is hiding all of your gym workout clothes or all of your dumbbells or your jump rope. It's like, I'm sure no one is hiding it in the closet and keeping it from you. You just don't feel like it. So it's nothing literally stopping you but those feelings, but that mindset. There's an article that I was reading preparing this podcast from the HarvardBusinessReview.com site. And the writer of the blog was sharing just some ways in order for you to kind of get out of that rut, if you will. And I just wanted to share them because, to be honest, I was just going to talk about not feeling it. But then I said, well, let's share some, you know, maybe just some type of positive perspective, if you will, for that person who knows that they need to get out of this rut, for that person who understands that the thing that they must get done is way bigger than them. So, you know, us being in our feelings is irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely that person. It's irrelevant for me to be in my feelings about not feeling it, because I already know that getting her done is, or getting it done is about something bigger than me. So me being petty, focusing on me not feeling it, I mean, unless I'm literally in the hospital bed, can't move type situation, that's different. But all because, you know, you're in one of those moments. Man, get your mind right. Do what you got to do and get her done is basically how it goes. So I wanted to share just a few different slightly mindsets that the blog writer wrote on the article that I read on HarvardBusinessReview.com. One mindset that she was talking about was the prevention focus mindset. This is for the person who, this person is less concerned about the promotion aspect of things and more concerned about what people think of them. Like, they feel better when they know they've done, when they've gotten the approval, if you will, of others. So basically, when you become prevention focused, it's you're preventing someone getting mad at you, so you need to just go ahead and get it done. You're preventing having to get in an argument or having to have some type of, you know, disagreement with another party, so you just go ahead and get it done. The other mindset would be the promotion mindset. And the promotion mindset is more so focused on, oh, if I do this, then I'm good to go. So for instance, if you, you know, actually get in action with working out, the promotion is you're going to be fit, fine, and fabulous by the time your class reunion comes around or something of that sort. So it's more promotion focused. You're stepping up in the sense of having some form of reward, if you will, that's attached to you getting it done. And then the other thing that I wanted to share was where I feel like I fall more in is showing up anyway, even if you don't feel like it. I think sometimes, especially in this empowering, because I am a person who wants to empower and motivate and inspire. But I think if you've listened to my podcast enough, you know I'm a realist in the same sense of not denying what true emotions may come up for us as human beings. And one emotion is you may not feel like it, but the reality of it is, who cares if you don't feel like it? If it's something that you're supposed to do and give, get it done anyway. And so I really feel like that's where I'm at. I got to show up anyway, because as I said before, nothing is really stopping me. It's not like someone came by and said, I'm just going to hold your mouth so you can't get up and do podcasts, or you can't get up and do videos, or whatever have you. It's just that invisible force that I must push against, that lackadaisical mindset, that, you know, making sure that I use my time wisely mindset, that fighting against procrastination mindset, that all that invisible force stuff that you must push against so that you can keep stepping towards your greatness, and that you can keep trying to serve in a greater way. You know, it's like having a kid. You know, it doesn't matter. Your child doesn't care how you feel. All they know is, I'm up, I'm hungry, I want to watch some cartoons. And the quickest way for you to be happy, and they'll be happy too, is to get up and get it done already. Because if not, if you have a toddler like mine or a child like mine, oh, she's going to work your last nerve to the umpteenth power until she gets what she wants. And so that's what you have to do. I know that wasn't so rah-rah empowering, you know, overly optimistic, which I try not to be overly optimistic anyway. But I'm here to tell you on Girl to Woman Podcast that sometimes you're not going to feel like doing it. But that doesn't mean you don't have to get her done anyway. So tap into the greater force within you to push against the invisible force that's working against you, so that you can continuously show up and serve in a great way. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to facebook.com/ AniKJ420 and leave your thoughts there. Tell me what you thought about the podcast. Definitely share this with a friend today on any of your social media platforms. If you're listening to me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, please leave me a review so I can know how to better serve you. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.